grab a friend, grab a date, grab your telescope, because tomorrow night is going to be awesome. There's going to be a partial lunar eclipse, but it's kind of like a total lunar eclipse because up to 99% of the moon is going to be covered by Earth's shadow. And here's why it's exciting. This will be the longest partial lunar eclipse since 1440, and another one this long won't happen until 2669. It's going to last 3 hours and 28 minutes. Here's a schedule of events. Feel free to screenshot, and you'll see that in the middle, the moon is going to become red for 35 minutes. And that's because the only sunlight hitting the moon will have traveled through Earth's atmosphere, which scatters blue light. So the only light hitting the moon is red light. The lunar eclipse will be visible in North and South America, Australia, and parts of Europe and Asia. No time to sleep, only looking at the moon. The scariest thing about space is that we don't know how the universe will end. We know that the Earth will end in about 5 billion years when the sun starts to die and engulfs it. But the universe, we're not sure. The universe has a beginning, about 13.8 billion years ago, and it's been expanding ever since. There are a few ways that the universe could end. And the first option for the death of the universe is called the Big Crunch. This hypothesis says that eventually the gravitational attraction of all of the galaxies and stars and black holes and everything in space will slow the expansion of the universe and reverse it.